This morning on our program, we have a couple of student guests with us today, a couple of students who are part of the Southwest Iowa Fishing Group, and they have had a whole lot of success here lately, and including winning some state titles and having an opportunity to participate in nationals as well. I want to introduce Joaquin Wales and Joey Othout to the program this morning. How are you guys?
Pretty good.
Good. Joaquin, tell us about your family a little bit.
We're a family of seven. We live in Cumberland, Iowa. We show cattle and fish a lot.
Okay. And Joey, how about you? Tell us about your family.
Just the same as that. We love to do a lot of fishing. And on my mom's side in Corning, I'm a family of five. And, yeah.
All right. Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about you. When we visited before, because you guys have been very active in the Southwest Iowa fishing team and all of the efforts and things, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of your accomplishments, but I want to throw this at you real quick, too. Joaquin, I'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about some of the habitat work that you guys have been doing.
Yeah, we've made over 200 structures for lakes and other places around in Southwest Iowa for fish to live in and grow and stuff like that.
Yeah. Joey, are you surprised how fast the Southwest Iowa fishing team has grown?
Yes, I'm very surprised. At first, there was only, I'd say, a few kids in it, and then soon there was 40, and now there's so many. There's new people joining every week.
Yeah, it's great to see a lot of folks competing, and I guess you realize probably early on that there could be this potential for growth, but it's been amazing how quickly it's all happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Around here, love fishing.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of folks love fishing. You got that right. It's a family affair for a lot of folks around the region. Sounds like it is for you guys, too. Well, let's talk about some of your recent work here, too, because you both have had an opportunity, I guess, to win some state titles, right? Joaquin, talk about yours first.
I won Iowa for the Big Bass Zone Junior Tournament. I was 2 pounds, well, my bag was 21 pounds, 8 ounces, so, yeah, that's how I won Iowa.
How many participated in that?
There was a lot.
And where was that held?
The national tournament is held, and this year is a lake in Missouri. I forgot what the name of it is.
Taneycomo?
Lake Taneycomo, yep.
Yep. And, Joey, tell us about your efforts here. You won, was it the Nebraska State Tournament?
Yep, Nebraska. Yep, so I went up to Nebraska quite a few times, fished some private lakes, some ponds, and tried to catch as many big fish as I could. And I had to get a 5-bag limit. And I don't know how many people fish Nebraska. It would just show the top five. But I think a few people fish Nebraska, too.
Well, it sounds like you had some great opportunities there and took advantage of that. How do you prepare, Joey, for an event like that?
For fishing in Nebraska?
Yeah, or any kind of a tournament that you're about to participate in. How do you prepare for it?
So I study the lake or whatever I'm fishing as much as I can, and I try to get someone that knows knowledge about it, like that's fished it a lot or something like that, and then maybe ask them for tips and tricks and stuff like that, and sometimes they'll even take me out on the water. Like last weekend, I went out on the water to Nebraska with someone that's fished around there quite a bit, and they got me on some fish.
Joaquin, what about you? How much practice, how much work do you do ahead of time?
Just like Joey, just look at the lake on Google Maps and stuff like that and talk to people and just go pre-fish the lake before and see what works and what doesn't.
You bet. Well, now these were individual competitions, but you guys have worked together quite a bit too, haven't you?
Yeah. A lot of boat tournaments together we fished.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's talk about the national tournament because, as you mentioned, that's coming up down in the Branson area at Lake Taneycomo in Missouri, and this is an opportunity to really expand a little bit. You're going to fish against a lot of the top anglers around the country in your group, in the student group. Joaquin, talk about this opportunity.
It's just the international tournament for 52 people go to it from each state, Two second places are randomly drawn from each, or from two states are just drawn out of a hat. And, it's just.
So will you guys fish together at all during this particular time, or are you still fishing as individuals?
Well, we probably won't. So there's two anglers fish on a boat together, but they're still fishing as like an individual. So they draw names to see which two anglers go on a boat, and their boat captain takes them wherever they want, but they're still fishing for like themselves. They're not on a team. So they just draw them, and maybe we could be on the same boat, but probably not.
So you've got two anglers on a boat, and
yep,
they're competing against one another, and the boat captain's taking you where you want to go. You got some competition right there within a couple of feet of you then, huh?
Yeah.
Ever any arguments break out about where to go?
I think so. For the morning, one angler gets to control where they want to go, and then after the afternoon, the other angler gets to control where they want to go.
Okay, so it is there's a little bit of team spirit involved in this too.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, of course, there's a lot of team spirit because you got your boat captains too. They're pretty important too, aren't they?
Yep. I don't think they can tell you any like tips or anything though.
No, but you said you kind of scouted out the areas where you were fishing before the state tournaments. You'll do that again for the national?
Oh yeah. Yep.
Okay, a little more distance to travel there to do those kinds of things. Now, when is the national tournament, Joey? When's that coming up?
It's October 29th and through the 30th, so it's a two-day fishing tournament.
Okay, excellent. Have you participated in these types of events before, these larger two-day events?
Never. First time.
Really? Joaquin, how about you?
Same. Nope. First time.
Really? Well, talk about what's involved here in this. What do you have to do to compete in something like this? How do you win these things?
So there was like a 6-month time period for a virtual tournament. That's where we win our states. And we pretty much just battle it out that whole time. And if we win our state, we qualify for this tournament. And then we get a fish for this tournament, and there's like over $300,000 in prizes and scholarships. So it's mostly just qualifying for the tournament, and then as soon as you qualify, you're there, and the big fish is the winner.
It's just the big fish, or are you catching a bunch and trying to gather up
usually it's a 5-fish limit, but in this tournament, the biggest fish wins.
Oh, okay, so it's one time only. So how do you go about that during the day then, Joaquin? You're fishing every time, you're weighing everything you pull in, and if it's bigger than the one you had, you throw the old one back, keep the new one?
Yeah, that's exactly how it works, yeah.
Okay, and how much time do they give you?
I'm not sure yet. I haven't looked at the rule book quite yet, but it's probably,
I'm guessing it's like 7 to 4 or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a good long day.
Yep.
Now, will it be separate tournaments then? It's a two-day thing. Is it separate each day, or is it just a continuation from day one to day two?
I think it's just a continuation.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, the prizes, and you kind of touched on that already, the prizes are pretty amazing and pretty spectacular. You got a chance to win a lot of great stuff here. This is a pretty great opportunity for you, isn't it, Joey?
Oh, yeah. So first place, you get a Basscat boat, and I'm pretty sure it's a $30,000 scholarship for Bethel University, and it keeps going on and on. And even in last place, I think you get like a trolling motor or something like that. There's lots of prizes and scholarships go around.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Joaquin, what's the best prize you've won so far?
I haven't won many prizes from tournaments. Just mostly trophies. Those are my favorite.
Trophies and memories.
There you go. Perfect. Well, yeah,
you
got a chance to kind of stack up on some stuff, too. A real opportunity there. Joaquin, tell me, who got you turned on to fishing? How'd you ever get started fishing in the first place?
I don't know. Can't remember that far back. It was a long time ago. Family fish. So
yeah, all your life.
Kind of got into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joey, how about you?
A long time ago, pretty young, me and my twin, we used to always fish, and I think he liked it a little more than I did. And then soon I got to learn about it more and get more used to it. I started to love it, and then soon spring came around, and there was those big bass, and I'd catch a few of them. That just really got me into it, and I'd always watch YouTube videos on how to get better and all that.
and the opportunity to be a part of the Southwest Iowa fishing team, that really kind of pushed it into high gear for you?
Oh, yeah. I'm very thankful for that.
Okay, very good. Well, Joaquin, give them the sales pitch. Why should youngsters consider being a part of something like the Southwest Iowa fishing team?
Well, it's something fun you can do, get you outside, get you off your phones and stuff like that, and it's just fun.
Okay. Joey, how about you?
It's just a great opportunity. You just get to do stuff you don't really do often, fishing tournaments, and you just get to enjoy fishing and have some fun.
All right.
Get to clear your mind off other things and fish.
Yeah, very true. You get a lot of free time out there. Very good.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much, guys. Appreciate the time here today. And again, congratulations on your accomplishments so far. Best of luck. Sounds like you got some great opportunities coming up here in October with that two-day tournament. So we wish you all the best. Hope to hear some great news.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.